Curbus, brilliant and enraging in equal measures. I didn't stand a chance.
My sincere apologies, my wonderful actors. I see you are eager to start. Let's not waste any more time.
Les, we thought they'd taken you. Rumors are flying.
And how do you know?
About who? Me?
Yes, you wish. A special gift for leader Stalin on the 20th anniversary of the October Revolution.
Ivan, do you want to join in the congratulations?
Comrades inmates of the Solovetsky Special Purpose Prison, by order of the administration from today, 3 hours will be reduced and after dinner a curfew will begin immediately. Compliance with the schedule is mandatory for all departments.
Oi, Lyshenko, we're running out of time. The show is tomorrow, let's start. Chop chop! Everyone to your places! So, let's start with the metronome exercise. On the third tick, Ivan and Alina start reading their dialogues and move to the metronome. The rest of us move with them. This will help you feel the internal rhythm. And... action!
Les, can we skip exercises today? Alina is as stony as Niobe.
Do you even know who Niobe is, or did you just read her name in a newspaper?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. She's a character from Greek mythology who, according to the legend, turned to stone.
Yes, and the gods slew and buried all her children. Quite interesting, Ivan, that you made this comparison. It reminds me of my mother, Wanda. My actors also call her Niobe.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
There were 4 of us, but 3 died of tuberculosis. I'm the only one who survived.
Oh, dear Lord. And what about your mother?
After my youngest sister Nadia was the last to die at the age of 17, I had my mother come to live with me. Before that, she and my father were actors in a traveling theater.
Wow, I can imagine how proud they are of you.
Actually, my father passed away before I achieved anything significant. And as for my mother, she always supported me in everything. You know what's ironic? Before I left for Vienna, she made me promise to stay away from the theater. I didn't keep my oath.